So first of all, I just wanted to welcome back the returnees and welcome anew the people who are joining. Okay, so we're going to start now with a new topic. Moving on to the next line in the Mishnah. But the Mishnah, after discussing the case of Harei HaMikdash Achar Shloshim Yom, which we discussed somewhat, the Mishnah moves on now to a different Amira, a different case. Me'achshav u'la'achar Shloshim Yom. Man says to a woman, Harei HaMikdash Shli Me'achshav u'la'achar Shloshim Yom. So the Mishnah says that the din here, as opposed to the case of La'achar Shloshim Yom, you just say Harei HaMikdash Shli Achar Shloshim Yom, where if another person comes and marries her, so then she's Mikudesh Shosheni. In this case, if another person comes and marries her, U'ba'achar V'kitcha B'sof Shloshim Yom, so the Mishnah says Mikudesh V'ein Mikudesh. She's married and not married. And basically, she, unless they both are Kohanim, she won't be eating Truma. Bas Yisrael Kohen, bas Kohen Yisrael, lo socha b'truma. If she's a bas Kohen, so then she shall not eat Truma, even in the cases, even, you know, we'll leave this line up for afterwards. We'll come back to that. So what does it mean, Mekudeshes v'Einim Mekudeshes? What does Me'achshav u'la'achar Shloshim? So here the Mishnah, the Gemara presents three opinions about what the legal import, what does this amount to when you say, Harei HaMikdash Shli Me'achshav u'la'achar Shloshim, and therefore three different interpretations of what this Mishnah, the line the Mishnah means, Mekudeshes v'Einim Mekudeshes. One position is Shmuel, I'm starting with him for a reason, which is that what Me'achshav u'la'achar Shloshim Yom constitutes is a Tanai. We interpret this that you're being Masneh, that should 30 days come to pass, so then you'll be Mekudeshes to me from now, Me'achshav. And what is the Tanai here? So here you have a machlokes Rishonim. Rashi says the Tanai is Shelo Echzerbo, right? That I'm being mas, I'm stipulating to the woman that Harei HaMikdash Shli, if I'm not chozer b'sof Shloshim Yom, so then you'll be married to me, Me'achshav. The Ramban, however, is of the opinion that the Tanai here is not that he's not chozer, but that he will be alive, right? This is a Harei HaMikdash Shli, Me'achshav u'la'achar Shloshim, if I'm still alive, if I'm still around in 30 days from now, then you'll be married to me. The Ramban finds Rashi objectionable. He says, I don't understand Rashi. We'll see later when we get to Tanaim. Tanaim de Me'achshav, there's no Chazara. You can't be Chozer from the Maisa in a case of Tanaim de Me'achshav. If in the end the condition is fulfilled, it'll be fine. It'll be Chal regardless of what happened in between. So the Rashi says, I'm not sure I understand the Ramban here. You certainly can make a Tanaim that it'll only be Chal if I'm not Chozer. If that's a Tanaim, then there's no problem with that. There's not Chazara from, you know, just a Stam Chazara. That's a Chazara specifically because that was the Tanaim. And even the Ramban will agree with that, so it's not entirely clear why the Ramban finds Rashi objectionable, but either way, he interprets the Tanai here to be Misa, right? Shelo Amos. And other Rishonim say it can be either one. That'll be the next major topic for us is Tanaim, but either way, this is what Shmuel interprets this language to mean. And if that's the case, what does Mekudeshes v'Einim Mekudeshes mean? So Shmuel explains, Mekudeshes v'Einim Mekudeshes means L'Rishon Achal Shem Yom, meaning that since there's a suffix, whether or not the Tanai will be fulfilled until 30 days, so then at that stage it's a kind of a limbo, Mekudeshes v'Einim Mekudeshes, that's what the Mishnah is referring to, but once 30 days comes along and the Tanai has been fulfilled, there's no Chazara, there's Larashi, there's no Misa, right? So at that point it's then no longer Mekudeshes v'Einim Mekudeshes, Mekudeshes Gemura L'Rishon. Okay? Once the Tanai has been fulfilled, he's still around the Rishon, he has Ibn Chozer, Mekudeshes Gemura. That's how Shmuel interprets the Mishnah. Rav, the alternative opinion, the second opinion presented to the Gemara is Rav, he thinks that first of all, the Lashon of the Mishnah, Mekudeshes v'Einim Mekudeshes, refers to a suffix and it means La'ola. Right? It means that she's forever now going to be Mekudeshes v'Suffix to both of them. She needs a gift from the both of them. Why? Because the Gemara explains Rav was mistopic. He wasn't sure. Maybe Shmuel's right and this is a Tanai. Me'achshav u'la'achar Shloshim is a kind of a Tanai. It's whether it's Miso or Chazara. Or the alternative, however, is that it's Chazara. That Me'achshav u'la'achar Shloshim, we interpret this to mean that the equivalent of saying, Harei HaMikdash Shli Me'achshav u'la'achar Shloshim. That really he intends, or the language implies, that the Mekadesh here is taking back what he said about Me'achshav. Rather, he wants to do the Reish of the Mishnah. He wants to do a case of Harei HaMikdash Shli u'la'achar Shloshim Yom, where the halacha is that if somebody else comes along, that it'll work, but if somebody else comes along in the meantime and is Bekadisher, so that she's going to be Mekudeshes Slashen. Right? So, we're following, right? So, Me'achshav u'la'achar Shloshim Yom is a suffix. If it's a Tanai, says Rav, so then Shmuel's right that when 30 days comes along, so now she's going to be Mekudeshes L'Rishon entirely. If it's, however, Chazara, right? If it's a lashon of chazara, that we take this to just mean harei mukdash shel la'achar shel yom. So the as the ratio of the Mishnah says, shid mukdash shel sheni, completely. So Rav wasn't sure. Rav thought that the Mishnah wasn't sure. Is this tanai or is this chazara? And therefore the halacha is she's mukdash shel shnayim misafik. So that's what the Mishnah means. And then the Gemara.
If it's chazara, what does that mean again?
His lashon implied that this is just a regular case of kiddushin me'achshav. You're now going to be married to me, and then he was chozer. He retracted in his language. He said, "No, la'achar shel shem yom."
If he's not mekayem tonight.
What?
If he's not
mekayem. No, not what?
If he's not mekayem tonight,
chozer. No, this is just chazara. Meaning, there's no tonight. Me'achshav la'achar shel shem is not a language of tonight. It's a language. Tonight is lashon vim amanas. Me'achshav im, right? Those are the languages of Tanai, but the language of Me'achshav Lach Shoshim, says Rav, perhaps, is not a Tanai at all. Rather, it's Al-Kochenu, a Chazara. These are two inconsistent pieces, right? Me'achshav Lach Shoshim, those are not, they don't go together, so Al-Kochenu, this is a contradiction, and it's a Chazara.
And the Ramban's question of not being able to be Chozer from Tanai to Me'achshav, it's Al-Kochenu, like, why can you be Chozer?
It's not a tanai either way. Meaning, on the side that it's chazara, it's harei umgeshes li me'achshav. Then he's closer from that.
Okay, it wasn't a tanai.
Right, so it's not a tanai. But Rishonim do ask, well, why isn't that? Don't we say that tocha de dibur is in tocha de dibur you can't be chazer for kiddushin? It's one of the exceptions. So there are a number of answers to that. The simplest being what many Rishonim say. We're allowed to talk about a case where he already gave him. This is before he gave him the money. He says to her, and then he gives her money. So this is not talking to Dibur from the Maisa, and therefore there's no problem with the Chazar. Okay? How do we follow that?
Yeah.
Okay. So then the Gemara presents the following case before we get to the major crux of the sugi, which is Shidus Rabbi Yochanan. The case of what happens if the first person, you have a Rishon, a Sheni, and a Shlishi. The Rishon says, Harei Mugdash Shel Me'achshav V'La'achar Shloshim. Sheni comes along, B'socha Shloshim, let's say the next day, and says, Harei Mugdash Shel Me'achshav U'La'achar Esr Miyom. And then you have a Shlishi, Me'achshav V'La'achar Asariyam. So what is halacha there? Tama Dura. According to Shmuel, he's only Mugdash Shel Rishon. You only need to get from the Rishon. But for Rav, in this case, you'll need to get from the first and the third. Right? By just clarifying, for Rav, you would need to get here in the case of from the first and the third, but the second one, either way, will be no good. Why? If it's a Tanai, so then the first, Kiddushin will be good, like Shmuel. The other two won't need to get at all. And if it's a Chazara, so then, in the end, the third's Kiddushin is Chal before anybody else's, because his was Lachar Asar Yamim, right? So his is Nigmar. His is chal before the initial two. So then, in that case, if it's chazara, so then you'll need to get from the third, right? But you don't need either way. You don't need to get from the second. So the Gemara says, what was the suffix here? Why would you? This is obvious, right? So the Gemara responds that you could have thought, well, maybe ha'lishna mashma tanai mashma chazara, that it's actually sort of a suffix that you maybe. Depends on what each individual says, what each individual intends, in which case it messes up the equation, and you might require, meaning it's not going to be the same for all three.
It's the same vowel.
It's the same. In other words, one means one, and the other means another, in which case you could end up having a requirement for get for all three. We say no, it means either one or the other, according to Rav, and therefore it'll either be, and that's the point that Rabaye is making, it'll either be you'll need a get from the first or the third, but we don't require the second. Now, what does this mean? So this, the Rashba explains, I think, quite, cogently, which is that, you know, the suffix here is not what is the intent of somebody who says these words. The suffix is, what do these words mean? We had to first decide what exactly the language here implies. And I think for Rav, the natural thing to think is these are two contradictory clauses. So that if they're not able to be understood together, it constitutes a chazar. So the suffix is, do we say that this can also be understood or can be understood as a lashon of tanai? Me'achshav la'achar shloshim is like an im, it's like an amanas, right? Al tanai. So that's we can say that me'achshav la'achar shloshim, that's a third, it's another language of tanai. If so, so then that'll be what it is, or not. Or it cannot be understood as a Tanai, and therefore Memela it's Chazara. It doesn't depend on what a person has in mind. We have to first determine what the language means, and then, once we say what the language means, then we'll work from there. So this is what, according to the Rashi, this is what the Gemara is explaining here, as being the point for Rav. This is why you would need a get from number one and number three, because it's not a question of what is a person who says this, what does he have in mind? Question is, what are the words, just what does the language mean? Okay. So Adkan, those are the two relatively straightforward opinions. There's an issue with somewhat with the nature of the Tanai in the Rashi book. In Tshuva, maybe we'll get to that, maybe we won't. But the major heart of the sugya really is Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Because the Gemara now presents a third opinion about what Me'ashav L'achar Shloshim Yom means. It's something else. It's not a Tanai, and it's not Chazara. It's something else, and the din is very different than what we've seen heretofore. The Gemara explains the name of Ula presents the name of Yochanan, that in this case, Afilu Me'etov Zimba. This case, which we just mentioned, that Abaye presented is, just to explain what Rav would say here, this case of, right, you have three people marry her, each saying, Me'ashav Ula'achar Shoshim, Me'ashav Ula'achar Esarim Yom, Me'ashav Ula'achar Asara, says of Yochanan, in this case, in fact, all of them are Tosim. All the Kiddushin are Tosim. She's married to multiple people here. She's married to all three people. Right, Afilu Me'etov Tosimba, Asbara, Lecha Taima, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Masharshia, that the reason he understood what does Me'ashav L'Achar Shloshim Yom mean? It means, Shavu Nafshe, Kishraga Delivni, Dechocha V'cha, Ravcha L'cha V'shavak. This is, I'm not a construction worker at all, so I'm not exactly sure what the what exactly the construction here we're referring to is, but yeah. So are we talking about on top, one on top of the other? Are we talking
about like the way they build all the buildings? Because like Rashi explains, you put one row of bricks here, one row that's all
right.
That's
what, collapse. Right.
So you have two.
So you have the middle brick goes on both of the two bricks. Right. Side. Right. There's something else I thought it could have meant, but okay. There's some construction analogy, but basically there's some sort of shear going on here. Everybody is somehow allowing somebody else's kedushin to be toxic. That this language is something which affects the Kiddushin in such a way that it allows other people to be Mekadosh. That's Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, therefore, all of the Kiddushin are Tosim. And Tosim, as all the Rishonim say, except for maybe the Rambam, which we'll come back to, Tosim is B'lashon Vadai. That they're all really, certainly, Mekudeshes. There's no suffix involved here. Now, what does the language of the Mishnah mean according to this? So the Gemara actually doesn't say. So here Rishonim have several possibilities. Right? Meaning, what does Mekudeshes Vein Mekudeshes mean according to this? It should just say Mekudeshes L'Kulam. So here you have, I send you just three possibilities that Rishonim note. Rashba is in a way the simplest, because it doesn't introduce any other halacha, doesn't introduce any din. It says that what Mekudeshes Vein Mekudeshes means according to Rabbi Yochanan is just, this means Mekudeshes L'Kulam or in the case of the Mishnah, just L'Rishon and L'Sheni, as opposed to being Einu Kudeshes, means as opposed to being Kudeshes to the Sheni Bavad. So it's simplest in one sense, it doesn't introduce any Chiddush, it's a little bit interesting in terms of the language, Mekudeshes L'Shneyem, Ve'Einu Mekudeshes L'Rishon L'Sheni Bavad. That's what the Rashba takes it to mean, according to Rabbi Yochanan, right? That's the Rashi's suggestion. The Tosas Rid and the Shidid Onot Lumi both have other suggestions, and each of them already relate to certain important issues regarding how we understand Rabbi Yochanan, because they each suggest that the language here is referring to something, a din, which we'll see is actually not universally agreed upon in Rishon. Tosafot Rid says, what does it mean, Mekudeshes Ve'Einu Mekudeshes? It means that this signifies that the Kiddushin, that the Ishus of each of them is only partial, in the sense that they're each Asura to all she's Asura to all of them. Right? Normally speaking, Ishus implies, if you're Mekudeshes, if you have a Kiddushin to a woman, that means that you're Muterisla. There's no Isser Ishus Ish upon you. What the Lashon of the Mishnah is, Mekudeshes Ve'Einu Mekudeshes, is conveying is that this isn't so here. Tosafot Rid is mimechadesh. We'll see other shonim say this as well, and other shonim disagree. We'll see that according to Rabbi Yochanan, she's married to all of them. That's true, but none of them is actually muteres to her because each of the other ones, kiddushin, asers her as an ishus ish to each of them. Right? So this is what the... So that's what Kedushas V'enim Kedushas means.
Meaning, would
the
Isser to... Isser to all of them would be Ishish-ish?
Yeah. We'll have to see more than that, but roughly speaking, yes, it would be Ishish-ish. The question we'll get to is maybe... is that? Yeah. Okay. How to understand then what the Chumrah of that is.
Nafkamin, if someone's Shogeg, how many Kavanos would he have to bring?
Nafkamin would be... If he's been Mazer, what would he have to... Would be... Right? Would be put him to death. I mean, that would also be... Yeah. So, so the Gemara, so is with the Tosafot says Shematzrich also get Mishneim. Kudesh is incentive to require a get from everybody. Avalim Kudesh shtei muteris lo neshe shnei kedushin tosim ba. That's what any Kudesh means. She's not muteris. So we'll see that not everybody actually agrees with this. So it's a good interpretation if the din is true, but maybe the din isn't true. Then you have the Shidil no Lami who suggests a different point. Actually says two things, but. He says, "Mukdesh, Mukdesh, Mashmal, Masafkin, Milsul, Rabbi Yochanan, Havadei, Vechule, Vechule, Ashlomar, Rabbi Yochanan, Moki, Masnisin." So actually, we won't get to it. It's somewhat complicated. Suggest maybe this is talking in another case. The last one is the one I'm interested in now, just to give you another possibility. So what does the lashon mean? Inami dachi kamar, Mukdesh, Mukdesh, Shneim, In Kitcha Shneini, Me'achshav Lacha Esrim Yom. Right, like the case the Gemara mentions. So in that case, Sheinik Shar Nashim Shehein Mukdashos LeGamri Delo Tasa Behu Kedushi Acher. So he explains, basically what he's saying is, we're talking within the period of time that you were stipulating, right, that the various people here were stipulating, within that period of time, inim kudeshus, in the sense that other tefisas kedushin, other kedushin kim tosim ba. Okay? That's what it means, inim kudeshus, inim kudeshus. Right, that other kedushin within the period of time stipulated, other kedushin kim tosim ba, but it doesn't signify anything other than that, according to this latter interpretation of Shidduch.
Is that very different than the Rashba?
No, yes, it is different than the Rashba. Because the Rashba is saying, Mikudeshes, Einim Kudeshes refers to being Einim Kudeshes L'Sheni Belvad. He's saying it's referring to different time periods. Right? This is referring to the time period within the 30 days. Einim Kudeshes is the sense that it's only up until... It's similar to Shmuel, is that what you mean? It's similar to Shmuel's interpretation of it. But he's saying...
It's like the Rashba that no new din is introduced.
That's true. Right.
So the Rashba is describing our current status.
That's true. Right.
It's discussing...
Right. The other interpretation, which we'll come back to, the other interpretation introduced required an assumption regarding the din that we'll come back to.
According to this, it would be full kidut, meaning...
Some sort of... I mean, at the end of the 30 days, yes. Or at least we don't know that he disagrees. Either he disagrees with the Tosafot, we'll see. Or he thinks that that's not the interpretation of the Mishnah. We'll come back to all that. So
far cry from the original concept of Kedushin, also our Kuli Alma
Kedushin. Oh, we'll get to all this. Yeah. Right. So Rabbi Yochanan. Right, so this is the crux of the heart of the sugya here. So it's an enormously crucial sugya, and it's a rich topic, but it's a complicated topic. It touches upon in a very direct fashion a number of other major topics in their own right. Which we'll get to. Just for example, in kedushin tovsim be'eshes ish, the nature of ishus, the nature of kedushin. So this is a topic which really touches upon all these things, and hopefully we'll get to all of them. We'll try to make some seder out of it. So I'll just give you an overview in terms of our plan of attack, so to speak. The first thing we'll discuss is just understanding and identifying the mechanism of Rabbi Yochanan. How does this work? What is this? What is me'ash v'lach shoshim? What is that mechanism? What does that involve? Right, legally, what are you doing here? And in particular, the relation between this Rabbi Yochanan and the Sugya and Gittin Kiddushei Chutz, and if is it related, is it not related? How that might be, what difference that might make in terms of certain things regarding the parameters, the scope, the relevance of this Bedinim Amanos. So that's the first section. Then we'll get to the issue of whatever the mechanism of Rabbi Yochanan. How is it possible? Basically, how is it viable? Given how does it avoid the problem of in kedushin tovsim be'eshes ish? Right, you end up having two people married here, a woman married to two people. How is that not a problem? How are we avoiding the issue of in kedushin tovsim be'eshes ish? And we'll have to analyze that with respect to both of the mechanisms that we'll see Rishon propose for Rabbi Yochanan. Then you have another. This is all within that same second section. How does it avoid a problem of isha v'lochati isha? That's introduced. I didn't give you the makoros beyond this first section. I'm just overviewing what we're going to be discussing. So how does this get around the problem of Isha v'lochati Isha? That this is Sugya on Daf Zayin, which we'll come to at the time. Then we'll get to understanding what's the nature of the Ishus like here within the Riochan, both after actually and before the Shloshim Yom. And then we'll discuss the Shittas Rambam, and that should wrap it up for us on Rabbi Yochanan. All right, so just first, what time is it? First, what is going on here? What exactly is the mechanism by which this works? So here we have a major Machlokas Rishonim. Did anybody see the Makaros? No? Okay. So, the Rav Beis Din is cited, this is the Ravid's father-in-law, as understanding that what's going on here, what Rabbi Yochanan believes is that this is based on the notion that's introduced to us, the din that's introduced to us in the Mishnah and Gemara and Gittin. But the Mishnah and Gittin presents the, as you have this in the Korah sheet, okay. I have one other copy. Anybody want? Everybody else has access on computer? Do you?
Yeah.
Also? Yeah, okay. So the Mishnah in Kiddushin introduces the situation where somebody's Megarish Saisha and he says to her, all right, Muteris L'chol Adam, Ela L'ploni. You're Muteris everybody, I mean Megarish from everybody, Ela L'ploni, except for Ploni. So in that case, Rabbi Lezer says this Gerishin is Chal, it's effective. She's now Muteris to everybody except for Ploni. Whereas Chachamim say this Gerishin is no good, it doesn't work. The Gemara, initially, this is in Sugya and Pei Beis Manalaf and Gittin, the Gemara's not sure what's going on here, whether we should interpret this as chutz or as amanas, meaning maybe this Ella is referring to it's amanas. We're saying, amanas al tanai, that you should be still asura to somebody in particular, to some person. So in that case, the chiddush really is the Rabbanan, who think that even though tanai, right, a person has the ability to be masnet, to be matil al tanai, but in this case, it won't work, it somehow contradicts the nature of the gerishin, and therefore it's a problem, even though it's just a tanai. Or, no, what we're discussing here is chutz. It's a shir. I'm leaving out, I'm saying I want this gerishin to be chal for everybody, except for, it's not a tanai, I'm sort of carving out an exception in terms of the scope of the gerishin. I don't want this gerishin to be effective vis-a-vis Ploni, vis-a-vis Shimon. In which case, the major chiddush really is the Rabbi Elazar. The Rabbi Elazar, right, even though this is a partial gerishin, it's only effective vis-a-vis, you know, population X, but not population Y, meaning not Shimon, but Rabbi Yochanan believes that that's possible, that's what we're discussing. I'm not Rabbi Yochanan, I'm sorry, Rabbi Elazar. So the Gemara ends up concluding we're discussing chutz. Everybody agrees, right, and according to this latter interpretation, everybody agrees that if we're just a tanai, if we're just sort of setting it as a separate kind, it's not that we're saying that the gerishin won't be chal vis-a-vis Shimon, it's completely chal. I'm just making a separate tanai that you should not, she should be sort of the equivalent of you know, asuras. It's asura midin tanai, but it's not that the gerishin is in chal. So Rabbanan would agree in that case. Okay, so the Gemara concludes, at the very least, according to Rabban, this is, we end up saying that it's, the Machlokas is about both chutz and amanas, but the Gemara, from the Gemara, it sounds like what we, the Mishnah is referring to is just the case of chutz, right? The Machlokas is, does gerishay chutz work? Can I be megari shenisha and say that this effective the gerishin will be effective klape a certain population and not another population? Now, right. So that's what the Gemara ends up concluding. The Gemara presents that there's a this is on Pei Beis and Mabeis now that this is based on psukim. The Gemara suggests that Rabbi Elazar is medayges from the pasuk. The pasuk says v'yatzim Beis al v'hacha v'haisa d'ishacher. So even if you're only matir to even a single person, that would be sufficient, right? So kavachomer, if you're matir l'chol ha'olam chutz mi ploni, so even as long as you're only matir for one person, that's already an effective gerishin that works. Whereas Rabbanan say no, ish means l'chol ish v'ish. The initial presentation of the Gemara is that we don't have a separate pasuk necessarily for the Rabbanan. They just don't agree with the limud that Rabbi Elazar has. We'll see that the Gemara ends up saying maybe there is a limud, there is a drasha that Rabbanan believe this does not work because we're drashing something. Okay. Then the Gemara presents, this is all in the Gemara and Gittin, then the Gemara presents a question, well, what about Kiddushei Chutz? This is all about Gerushei Chutz. What about Kiddushei Chutz? Ba'i Rabbi Abba, see this? This is the source, Pei Beis Amud Beis. Ba'i Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba presents a question, B'Kiddushin Heach. What do we say about Kiddushei Chutz? And the Gemara's explains that this is a question one can pose bein l'Rabbi Elazar, bein l'Rabbanan. Right? We in the end are going to pass, of course, like Rabbanan. So this is a question that is true. You can ask for Rabbi Elazar, maybe Rabbi Elazar thinks that this is a din which applies, that Gerush Echutz is possible specifically in Gerushin but not in Kiddushin. Maybe the Rabbanan think that the reason that you can't do it, the exact opposite. Maybe the Rabbanan will say this is something that you cannot do, but it's only Gerushin you can't do. Kiddushin would be able to be done. Right, the Gemara says, Tibali Rabbi Elazar, Tibali Rabbi Rabbanan, Tibali Rabbi Elazar, Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Elazar hacha, Ela mishim diksivi kroi. The Pasuk says, but if not for that, then I would have thought, and I would say, that it doesn't work. And in fact, in Kiddushin, where you don't have that kind of pasuk, you don't have a drasha of our Kiddushin, where you don't have that of a hasam, kinyan malya b'inyan, and you wouldn't have, and therefore you would say, Kiddushe chutz, if I want to be mikadesh, right, if I want to be mikadesh, Ruvain, keneged, in a sense, everybody except for Shimon, sorry, Ruvain wants to be mikadesh Shinisha except for Shimon, so that klape Shimon, she won't be considered mikadesh as the Ruvain, right? So maybe Rabbi Elazar will agree that's no good. That you can't do. Or do we say no that he'll hold the yatzav haisa? We have a hekesh of kiddushin and the gerushin, right? The yatzav haisa. So just like with regard to the yitziah, it's chutz is possible. So too we'll say the same thing regarding the knisa, the havaya, the kiddushin. You can also have kiddushay chutz. But more critical for us is the other possibility. The Gemara suggests maybe the Rabbanon also agree. Maybe the Rabbanon concede that you can have Kiddushei Chutz. Adkan, why? Because Adkan lo kamei Rabbanon hacha, elo be in krisis of leka. So here the Gemara introduces. Why is it maybe that the Rabbanon disagree with the notion of Gerushei Chutz? Because the Pasuk says, v'chasav la sefer krisis. Right, that this is what it describes Gerushin as krisis, as separation, as breaking off. And the problem with Chutz is that you're not really doing that. You still have a connection. You're still miskadeshes le Ruvain klape Shimon. So it's the Gerushin, the Maisa Gerushin, is ineffective because it is an act of krisis. Krisis means total separation. So that's why the Rabbanon disagree that Gerushin Chutz is effective. They think it's a problem of krisis. But when it comes to Kiddushin of Al-Hassam, regarding Kiddushin, Kinyan called to who? The only thing you need is some sort of Kinyan, and they have no problem with a partial Kiddushin. There you have no issue of krisis, so they have no, and they think, we'll analyze all this in depth, but just for now, they think that the only problem with Gerushin Chutz was that it wasn't krisis, but as far as Kiddushin is concerned, there is no such parallel requirement. All you need is a kinyan kol dehu. Just need to do a Kiddushin to some effect. And they believe, therefore, that you can have Kiddushin Chutz miploni that's effective, odoma v'yatzav haisa, or perhaps not, and the reason not is because maybe, yes, it's based in krisis, but v'yatzav haisa, we have this hekesh havaya liyatziyah. Okay, so that's the Gemara's discussion in Gittin. So the Rav Avazin and the Rashba, and we'll see Rashi, very likely, all understood that Rabbi Yochanan here is simply an instance of Kiddushei Chutz. Rabbi Yochanan believes Kiddushei Chutz is valid, it works. And what does Me'achshav v'lachash Rosh Hashanah according to Rabbi Yochanan mean? It means, Harei am kudesh esli chutz mimi sheyikadesh osach b'soch Rosh Hashanah. Right? I'm marrying you, right? Except, I'm carving out this my kiddushin won't be effective clapping you as far as other people are concerned. Who are the other people? Anybody else is marrying you within 30 days. That's what it means, according to Rabbi Yochanan. This is the language of we'll see the Rashba has this language. I underlined just this part of it, right? This is in Peibez and Beis, the Rashba and Gittin on page 2, right? Lamar da havelei ki'ilu, you see where the, everybody see where the, right? The havelei ki'ilu amar hareg mekudesh asli chutz me'osan shikachucha toch lamed yom. That's what kedusha, that's what me'achsha v'lach lamed yom means according to B'yochanan. Okay, so here they get this, and they point out that this, first of all, seems to be the implication of the whole language of shiur, which the Gemara had suggested, right? This is known as shiur b'kedusha, right? Kedusha chutz, I'm being mishayer, I'm sort of, leaving out something from the Kiddushin, namely its universal scope. I'm saying it doesn't apply to whoever else is marrying you within these 30 days. So that's what the language here means when it says that kol that shavu nafshi kishirag delivni v'chad ravcha lechavre shavak, everybody leaves a space. So he's being mikadesh chutz for the other people. And also they say this is the simple interpretation of the Gemara. What the Gemara suggests that you have a problem for Rabbi Yochanan. What's the problem? Is the Brisa, the Tosefta, which says that this is Masiv Rabbi Chanina Mehayom, this is back in our Gemara on Samach Hamanav, Masiv Rabbi Chanina Mehayom al Achar Misa Get Veinu Get, the meis choletzes lo misyavemes. So if you say in a case of gittin, harei mugureshes imeni mehayom ulachar misa misasi, right? So that's basically me'achshav ulachar. In this case, it's ulachar, not a specific number of days, but when I die. So the Gemara says that this is a problem for Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Right, Bishlam al-Rab, Messiah, Shmuel Nami, Hamani, Rabbanani. Okay, I understand this for Rabbanan, that this is a get ve'inu get, that this is the same din as Me'ashav al-Achar Shoshim Yom in Kiddushin. Right, Elder Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Shiura Havi, Kogitim Deshayer Ba, Velo Klumhu. So what does that mean? So the simple interpretation of this, and this is how, this is one of the points that are both of Rav Bezin and the Rashba. What this means is, we know what the halacha is, we pass on like Rabbanan. Rabbanan hold, being increases veleka. You need, in the cases of get, if you want to be megarish chutz mi, somebody, miploni, so then that wouldn't work, because we hold increases being in veleka. Right? This is what Rashi here says. Rashi, right? Gita de shir be, kol gita de shir be laf klumhu, de rachmana amar krisis. Right? Referring, evoking, presumably, the Gemara in Gidden, Pebez, that Krisis being of the Lekka, therefore Shior is no good when it comes to Gerishin. Right? We're going with Shitas Rabbanan. Okay, so that's what they say. Now, what's the major problem with this, just in terms of the Gemara there? The major issue here is just that the Gemara itself, although it had discussed the possibility of Kedushei Chutz, rejects it. The Gemara says, right, this is now the last line that I quoted in a little section from the Gemara on Pebez and Bez. I mean, this is the simplest reading of the Gemara here. The problem is going to be that, first of all, the Gemara there rejects it, right? El Binuk says, like, "Vahasim kinin kaldu adam of yatzvayis." So the Gemara says, "Labas de bayile hadar pasha." After Rabbi Abba posed the question, he then resolved it. He said, "You know what the answer is? Bein the Rabbi Elazar, bein the Rabbanan, bein the yatzvayis." Right? Rabbi Elazar, he thinks kiddushei chutz works, and Rabbanan thinks kiddushei chutz does not work. Right, Rabbanan hold that just like Gerushei Chutz is no good, so too Kiddushei Chutz is no good. So if that's the case, so what do you mean that Rabbi Yochanan is coming along to say that this is Afilu Mei Tosimbo? Why? Because we interpret this to mean Harei Mudreshes Li Chutz Mishi Yikadesh Osach V'Sosho Shem Yom. You can't be Mekadesh Chutz. So the Rav of Beis Din is Metarid. Again, nobody saw them, of course. That Rabbi Yochanan just didn't agree with that line of the Gemara. The Gemara had said Rabbi Abba was Hadar Pashta, and Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Rabbi Yochanan thinks that no, Rabbanan actually do allow for Kedushei Chutz. And the Rashba says, after all, you see in the Gemara itself that it's not so clear that that's in fact the final word, that Kedushei Chutz doesn't work. Why? Because the Gemara, after saying Labasa Debayale Hadar Pashta, Ben Rabbi Elazar, Ben Rabbanan, Be'inan V'yatzav Haisa, if you look, The Gemara on, this is again on page 2, right? The Gemara on Pei Beis and Beis, the very next line is, Amar Baye, Im Timtza Lomar Isil de Rabbi Abba, Ba Ruvain V'kitcha Chutz Meshumon, U'ba Shimon V'kitcha Chutz Meruvain. Okay, so it poses an interesting question. If you assume that Kedushei Chutz is Chal, so then, what do you have what happens in the following case? A case we'll get to later on. So, the Gemara itself seems to point out that it's not so obvious that this is really the final word, that Kedushei Chutz is no good. So this is essentially what you have the Rashba and the Ramban. Ramban is not sure that he agrees with this, but this is the opinion for sure of the Rav of Beis Din, and the Rashba himself is an enthusiastic supporter of this opinion. So just take a look here, this is the Rashba both here and in Gittin. So I'm just reading from the Rashba and Gittin, top of page 2. Hadabai Rabbi Abba b'Kedushin Ma'al bin Rabbanan bin Rabbi Lazar. So he says, Kashalan, Amayanim Kedushas. Why do we say Kedushas Chutz is no good? The Tanam Kedushin, Perka Omer, Harem Kedushas, Yimash Velachel Amidyom, Vitamar Allah, Amar Ula, Amar Biochanan, Afilu Mei Tosimba, Klamar Vitzichoget Mikulan. Mufarshinan Taima, the Rabiochanan, Hasa Mishim Dahavaluhu, Kishraga, the Livni, the Cholchad Vachad, Ravchel Chavish Shavek, Lomar Dahavale Kilu Amar. Right, so the Rashi presents it. Right, this is clearly what Rabbi Yochanan means. He clearly understands that this is a case of Kedushei Chutz. I'm saying you are Mekudeshes Li, but not to the extent that it's chal klape, whoever is mekadesh you within the next 30 days, right? That's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. So that's the day that we find in the Moraim. So how does the Gemara here say, so just, you know, simply, unequivocally, that Hadar Pashte, that we don't allow Kiddushei Chutz? So that's the Rashi's question. We'll see many Rishonim passing like this, including Rabbi Yochanan. So he says, Mitzasi b'shem harav ha-bezin, this is the Rabbi's father-in-law, Rabbi Yochanan tzavar la ki ha debay Rabbi Abba, ad kan lo kam yirabanan hacha debin increases v'leka v'hazim kinin kol du b'inan, ki dechashu lo nami b'hai sugya, da'amar baye im titzil omar isa de Rabbi Abba. Right, so that Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that this is not so. This is not true. We don't, in fact, say v'yatzav ha'isa. Here, we're not makshin and havaya letzia. This is one of the dinim where we have an exception to the klal that makshin and havaya letzia. There are others as well. So in fact, this is the opinion of the Rav Avazin that Rabbi Yochanan's basically just a case of kiddushei chutz. Okay, so that's the opinion of many Rishonim. And as I say, Rashi seems pretty clearly to be in agreement with this. Many other Rishonim, though, and here primarily the Tosfos, but the Ramban sounds like he's not so sure, the Ritva here, passes like the Tosfos, say that no. We see from the Gemara there, it's true that if you just read the Gemara here, just the language, both the language of Shiura, as well as the fact that the Gemara says, Gittin, right, no good, you would think that it's a Kiddushei Chutz. The problem is that we paskin against that. We hold Kiddushei Chutz isn't a Chal. So what is this? So what is Rabbi Yochanan holding then? What is this idea? So they introduce a separate concept, that this is a new notion. Kiddushei Chutz is no good because being in Krisus Veleka. What are we talking about here? I'm sorry, being in Krisus Veleka. I'm sorry, being in Krisus and Makshin and Havaya Yitzhiya. So what are we discussing here? A separate idea, that this is, what's the word, sui generis, right? This is a different, new mechanism, a sort of a protracted, elongated kiddushin. This is what we'll call haschal of the gemar. That kiddushei chutz is a case where you're just simply excluding somebody from the kiddushin. That doesn't work. Kiddushin has to be chal legambi. We'll see what that means. In the sense that it has to apply to everybody. What happens here is that somehow something is chal now, or something happens now, but it doesn't happen fully now. It happens over the course, or only at the end of 30 days, is the Kiddushin Nigmarin, right? Now, what this means is going to be a major issue for us. We have to figure out what that means. So what does that mean, that it's chal, it's maskil now, and it's that it's gomer b'lachar lamed yom? But whatever it means, what they're saying is, we'll have to figure out, whatever else happens here, what in the end is ma'akev tfisas kiddushei acher, that is only chal at the end of 30 days. Right? Whatever's chal now, what isn't chal now, is whatever it is that it prevents kiddushei acher from being tofes be isha mkudeshes. That only happens in 30 days from now, and therefore, because of that, until the 30 days comes, there is still the ability to be have kiddushin tofsin on the yisha. Okay? When I ask if you understand, you don't understand any of that. I mean, why is that or what is it? Tosfos don't really explain too much. But we'll have to work on that. But that's what they say. This is, take a look in the Rashba, actually. The Rashba, Masav Rav Chanina. So he says, Ravim Tomar, so this is the Rashba here. Amaika Mahadir, Pircha de Get, Kevin de Shiure, have a Gidushin. I'm sorry, Kevin de Shiure Havi, Kiddushin Nami Disbu Shiure Lav Klumhu. Kidamin Beresh Perak Magarish, Gabi Chutzaploni, Ben Rabana Beder Bilazar, Binim Yatzavaisa, right? Meaning, why does Gemara say that, you know, that this is that you can't hold of Gerushei Chutz, that it doesn't make sense to say that the same din will apply in Gerushei Chutz, because, I'm sorry, Gerushei and Me'ashav Lachar Misa, because Kol Gita de Mishayar Be'lav Klum, if we're saying that, and it's true we say that, but the Rabbanim, we also said the same thing is true of Kiddushin. So why ask only on Gerushin? Just say the whole sheet doesn't make any sense, right? So this is, in other words, the question, the problem for those who thought that this is chutz, right? So the Rashba first presents the Tosfos. He's just the most succinct formulation of it, which is why I'm quoting it first. V'yesh lomar d'hacha lav shiur gamar hu, it's not really a shiur, ela aschuli hu de mischalei mehashto mi gamar lo gamri atlas and yamin. That this is, you're starting now and you're gomrim, the condition's only chal fully at the end of 30 days. And in the meantime, what hasn't yet occurred is whatever it is prevents kedushin from other people taking effect. That is only going to be chal la'achar shoshim yom, and therefore kedusha kulam tofsin. Right? Then he quotes a line in Yerushalmi, which it's a chiddush in Yerushalmi that this is what he thinks it's referring to. It's, I think, it's a little bit of a steer here in the Rashba here versus what he says in his tshuva, which we'll get to eventually. In tshuva, it sounds like to me he interpreted the Yerushalmi, and if you look at the Yerushalmi, it sounds more pashut that this is referring not to Rabbi Yochanan. This line is referring to the shita that it was Tanai. But he interprets the line of the Yerushalmi here to be Rabbi Yochanan that kol lamid yom kona ve'eno kona la'ach lamid yom kona kenigam. Okay. And this is again the Tosas as well, right? The Tosas say this several times, right? Kogi d'mishai be'lo klum. So they reject the Tosas, the Rashi. Rashi says, what's the problem? That we need krisus veleka? No, that's not the problem. That's not the case. V'lo ni'ira de'im kein tikshe le'im kedushin gufayu di'hechi amar Rabbi Yochanan afilu me'e Tosim ba kevin d'mishai alav klumu. According to this, what is called Gita de Mishayer? The problem is Mehayom Alachar Misa. In that case, it's problematic. It's not a problem of Gerushin versus Kiddushin. What the Gemara is saying is this case doesn't work. Why? Why this case? Because Mehayom Alachar Misa, well, if you're only going to have the get Bichal Lagamri Alachar Misa, that doesn't make any sense. Because ain't get la'achar misa. Once you're dead, there's no possibility of having a get bichal. So whatever needs to happen can't happen at that point. So now you're setting up a gerushin which can only be chal completely at a time when it can't be chal, when that doesn't work. So that's the problem. Right? This is Hachi Birisha Kogita the Mishayah, but Lavklumu, Kevanch Enu Yachalos Nigmar El Achar Misa, Eno get, ain't get la'achar misa. Huadimikidushin. So that's same, and therefore Tosa says, explains, and we'll get to summarizing the nafkaminas. These are two nafkaminas right off the bat between these two interpretations, right? Just emerges from the Gemara itself that according to Tosa's reading, who had to make kedushin? That there's no difference here between gerush and kedushin. In fact, if we were saying kedushin, right? There's just the me'achsha of ulachar misasi. Same thing would apply. We would say v'lov klumu, right? Who had to make kedushin? Imamar me'ayom ulachar misa the in v'deshes. Okay, all right. So that's just one nafkamina, that in fact there's no gerushin problem here that's not a problem for kedushin. There's a problem here of la'achar misa, because the idea is you're maskil now and you're gomer la'achar misa, and therefore you need it to be it can't work, because at the time of the gemar it has to be that it's something which can be which can take effect, has to be applied, which is roi for the chalos to occur, and it's not, and that's the problem, and that's a problem bein gerushin bein kedushin. All right, so before we get to analyzing just these two, one thing which the Tosas, we want to just clarify, what exactly, how does this solve the problem of chutz? I mean, why isn't this a problem, just like we say about gerushei chutz, that in chutz we say there's a problem of krisus veleka, right? Why is this not a problem of krisus veleka? So that's not entirely clear. And here we could argue, it could be, I think, we'll just pose this now and we'll pick up Tuesday, that could be, I think, for one of two reasons that this gets around that problem, that this gets around the problem of priestess Veleka. What's the issue with chutz? So it's clear from the Rishonim that the problem with chutz, in the case of gerushei chutz at the very least, is that you can't have gerushei chutz, so that means you can't have gerushin that is chal kape, you know, ploni velo kape amoni. Right? You can't have it that it'll affect, it'll, in the end, create an ishus klape, you know, x velo klape y, and that's true in gerushin. That's true as well in kiddushin. You can't have a kiddushin which is designed to result in an ishus which is chal klape, you know, Reuven and not klape Ploni. If the ishus is there, it's got to be there for everybody, right? This is the language of the we'll see in the kiddush of Rini Kreskis that the issue is Rabbanan Enu Kadesh's cloud, the Kshem Shein Get Lemetza, Kachin Kiddush Lemetza. You can't have a Get Bichal Lemetza in the sense that it's only Kiddush, or Get and Bichal Lemetza in the sense that it's only Chal Klapi, certain people and not others. It has to be fully. So what do we have here? So why is this not a problem with that? There's two ways to understand this. You could say that that's because what you have here, in no way, in no case, do we find that this involves such a state of Isher Saploni Velo Amoni. That's not what you're doing, and that's not what ends up happening. Alternatively, perhaps it's only true that won't end up happening if nobody else's kedushin interrupts. if nobody else is Mekadisher, so then we won't in the end involve a Kiddushin, which is Chakape Ploni Velo Amoni. If, however, somebody else is Mekadisher, so in that case, you will, in the end, have a Kiddushin of Ishus Klape Rishon Velo Klape Sheni. It's not that when we say Kiddushin Chutz is impossible, it's not that we're saying that the state of affairs itself of an Ishus Klape X Velo Klape Y, that itself is a halachic non sequitur. It just doesn't make any sense halachically. L'Rabbanan. No, that's not what we're saying when we say Kiddushin Chutz and Girushin Chutz don't work. What we're saying is that there's no way to sort of dial that up, Meikara, to design a Kiddushin so that it'll exclude certain people. That state of affairs can, however, happen in Memela. Right? In this case, where you've extended the Ishus in a way, or extended the impact of the Maisa Kiddushin in a way, which results in the fact that whatever is Ma'aki, the Tfisa Kiddushin, only will Bichal Lachar Lamed Yom, but it allows for the possibility of having both Kiddushin and Bichal, so then in the end, Memela, the result is that we have to then say that Memela, there's an Ishus Le shar haolam she'ena mikadshim she'ena shelo kicha osa, but not klape the sheni that was mikadish osa. Right. In other words, that the sheni was mikadish osa in the end created in effect a shiur, the equivalent of a chutz. That's okay. That was never the problem. It's not that we can't have such an ishus. The problem is just that you can't design a kedushin to make kara affect such an ishus. So basically two different just views of what's going on here according to Tosfos. According to one view, the difference between this case and Chutz is that here you don't at all in any situation end up with a Kiddushin and Ishus, which is Chakapi Ploni Velo Amoni. According to the other view, no, you do end up with that. Otherwise, we'll see. Maybe you couldn't have a multiple Kiddushin Mitofsim unless you said that it was Chakapi Rishon Velo Kapi Sheni. Then Sheni cannot also be married to her. Unless that initial Kiddushin wasn't Chakapav. But the difference is that you didn't order that up, sort of, you know, there wasn't a design mechanism to have the Rishon's Kiddushin, you know, exclude certain people. That wasn't the way it worked. It worked in stages, Chakapi everybody. And it just ends up being that because that person took advantage, so to speak, of the situation, so that in the end, it wasn't fully Chakapi him, and you do end up having what basically Kiddushin Chutz involves. It's not that the state itself is something which is legally incomprehensible or legally undoable. You can have it in this sort of strange kind of way where you actually left room for somebody else's thesis execution, and then in the end you have to say that there's a shiur. All right, so that's just... I'll quickly go over that next week, I guess.
That's a very delicate surgery. You're separating the components of the din of Kedushin. To make her my Kedushin, Moresis, one thing.
Yeah.
To Aser... Everybody else is like a separate component, which...
Well, all this involves that, but we're just... meaning, what do you mean?
In other words, saying, that's just to me, okay, whatever, that's just whatever that we discussed, yeah, okay. But that's one
No, thing. We haven't discussed, well, we will, yeah.
That's to be discussed, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's one thing. But then the other component, so to speak, of the Kedushin, the part that she answers everybody else, that's negotiable, that's...
Well, we'll see. The Tfisis Kedushin is negotiable. Whether or not this involves being mutter to everybody else, that's something which will... It's a major issue, and we'll come back to it. A major issue which can play havoc on some of the... How do we understand what's going on here? And we'll see why I say that. But at the very least, that it's not chal as far as the klap, as far as the tefisas kedushin me'acher.
Said in Tosfos was that kind of like a mebila situation would work as long as you're not doing it actively.
Right. Meaning that the Rabbanan had a problem there in the case of Shira was that You can't
set it up that way.
There's no mechanism to create this Meikara.
For the Gemara on Zion, they mentioned that,
Chatisha.
And Rashi is there.
You mean Chatisha?
Yeah. The woman's not shayach the two houses.
Right. This is a Lebe Trelo Chazia, right.
Right. That would seem to be even Mimela.
Yeah.
It's not.
That's right.
It's not what's it called.
That's the second section question. Right. Exactly. Meaning in the end, but that's not a question specifically of either. Meaning whatever the mechanism here is, it's clear the Gemara is saying in some sense she's Mekadesh is the shame. I mean, that's what Kiddushin
Chutz. Right.
I feel may it toast him.
Yeah, you're right. I'm saying that's even, so how does, even a question on the meaning.
Everybody. It's a question on everybody. It's, meaning, right. Granted, this is not, let's say, according to Tosfos, not a problem of Chutz. It's not a problem of Krisis Velekta. Each of these has a problem with with the Chatzi Isha point.
Right.
Yeah. So
in theory, that Chatzi Isha point could be no Chatzi Isha, meaning actively, but meaning in theory, the second way we explained it doesn't have to be a question according to the Chatzi Isha.
If it, I mean, I'm not sure if that's true.
But no, I haven't looked up all the Rishonim there.
Well, we'll see. I mean, all the Rishonim addressed the issue of Chatzisha. There's actually two different points about the Chatzisha Sugya. One is, does not the Drasha itself preclude this?
Correct.
And two, a more subtle point, which is, whatever the Drasha, maybe we can find an answer to that. But in the course of explaining that, why you would darshan this, the Gemara actually just says in Dav Zayin that we know, Issa Le Beit Treilo Chazi.
Right.
Doesn't that, even if you want to say the Drasha, for some reason, this won't be a problem, this won't be defined as Chatzisha, but doesn't the Gemara's explanation of why it is in the end we right, darshan this, and not, isn't that not true according to Rav Chanan? So actually, the Rashba, we'll get, I give you a course for this yet, I mean, this is a little bit away, but the Rashba actually just leaves it as a Tzarechiyah, and he's not sure, Issa Le Beit Treilo Chazi on Dav Zayin. Mm-hmm. Why? He's just not sure of if that's true for Biyochanan.
Right.
Interestingly enough, though, he when he comes to our sugya here and in Gittin, he has no problem explaining why that Chatzisha, this is not a problem Chatzisha.
Right.
So I don't think it was a contradiction. Again, the two different points. One is the drasha. Why isn't the drasha? Whatever didn't we learn from it? Why does that not apply? How is that not a violation? Why isn't Rabbi Yochanan a violation of that? Secondly, the Rashba says, oh, we have an answer. The Ravid himself, the Rabbi Yavadi himself, addressed that. And so those do as well in Gittin here. But on the point on Daf Zayin where the Gemara had just explained, I mean, the Gemara there was explaining, why don't we make this drasha about Ish as well?
Right.
So the Gemara says, well, Isha lo betrei lo chazi. Right. So the Rashi is just about that. He's not sure that why is that true according to Rav Yochanan. I mean, it seems not to be the case. So
right.
Yeah, we'll discuss all that. He just leaves this out. Yeah, we'll